由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to this broadcast.
好开心你今日收听我哋嘅天路导向。
And if you heard the last broadcast, you remember we began a series on the Ten Commandments.
如果你有收听上一集嘅节目呢，你就会知道我哋依家呢係开始緊一个新嘅系列，係叫做十诫呀，第二集。
And this time, we're gonna look at the first commandment.
而今日开始呢，我将会同你去睇下第一诫。
But before I do this, I want to ask you a question.
但是开始讲之前呢，我好想问你一条问题。
Are you ready?
你预备好未啊？
What is your life's desire?
你人生嘅愿望系乜嘢啊？
Have you ever stopped and asked yourself that question?
你有冇试过停低问一问自己呢个问题啊？
If you have a piece of paper, I encourage you to write down your desire.
如果你手上面有一张纸的话，我好鼓励你将你的愿望写下来。
Then take this piece of paper and put it in a safe place.
然后将这张纸放到去一个安全的地方。
And then I want you to regularly go back and read it.
得闲呢，没事做的时候又将它拿出来看一下。
And 5 years from now, you get it out and read it.
并且一定要在5年之后再将它拎出来看。
And then ask yourself, has the desire of my heart changed?
然后问下你自己，啊，我心里面的愿望有没有变到呢？
Is the desire of my heart for the glory of God or for my own glory?
我心里面的愿望是为了上帝的荣耀，还是为了我自己的荣耀呢？
Has the desire of my heart grown in intensity or has it grown cold?
我心里面的愿望是越来越强烈啊，定是渐渐冷却呢？
That is a great instrument.
我想告诉你，这个方法去审视自己的愿望是不是继续向前行，是一个很好的方法来的。
In 1964,
在1964年啊，
I wrote down the desire of my heart on a piece of paper.
我将我心里面的愿望写了在一张纸上面。
I wrote one line as I was convicted to verbalize the desire of my heart before the Lord.
我写低咗一行字，同时上帝亦都感动我，将心里面嘅愿望喺主面前讲出嚟。
But I have to be honest with you.
但系我一定要好诚实话俾你听。
Throughout these years, from the time when I wrote those words down, I have faced many difficulties.
经过呢啲年。从我写低呢啲嘅说话嗰一刻开始，我已经面对咗好多嘅困境。
I have faced times when I was discouraged and despaired of life。
我好多次面临沮丧，对我嘅生命感到绝望。
I faced mockery and ridicule from some。
我面对过一啲人嘅嘲笑，一啲人嘅奚落。
I faced disappointment and even depression。
我经历过失望，甚至系消沉。
But through the years, God sustained me and assured me that He will give me the desire of my heart.
但是经过这些年，上帝坚定我，并且向我保证他会成就我心里面的愿望。
Because the desire of my heart was to honor God with all of my heart.
因为我心里面的愿望就是要全心地去荣耀上帝。
What was the desire of my heart that I wrote down back those many years ago?
咁究竟我多年之前写低嘅心愿系乜嘢呢
？It was to make Jesus known to millions of people throughout the world。
嗰个愿望就系让呢个世界千千万万嘅人都认识耶稣基督。
Because my desire was the glory of God, God honored the desire of my heart。
因为我嘅愿望系让到上帝得着荣耀，所以上帝就高抹我心里面嘅愿望。
Why do I want you to？Write this desire of your heart down.
咁点解我希望你都将你嘅心愿写低落嚟呢
？What has this got to do with the first commandment that we will be studying today?
这个心愿和我们要讲的第一诫有什么关系呢？
My listening friend, listen to what I'm going to tell you very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你仔细去听，之后我就会告诉你听了。
The temptation of crowding God out of our lives is forever before us.
我想告诉你听，我们经常都会有一种的试探，就是我们要将上帝从我们生活里头排挤出去，这个我们经常都要面对的。
Someone may say, I thought that idolatry means bowing down to statues and bowing down to images.
有些人可能会说，第一诫除我以外不可有别的神，不是说到偶像崇拜，就是说拜菩萨啊，拜观音那些吗？
I'm going to talk to you more about this in the next message.
嗱，关于这一方面，我会在下一次信息讲多一点的。
But what you need to know is this.
但是你需要知道的东西是什么呢？
Idolatry is anything and anybody other than the Lord Jesus Christ that is occupying the center of your life.
偶像崇拜就是占据了你生活中心位置的一样物体，而那样物体就不是耶稣基督，就是除了耶稣基督之外的任何的人，任何的事。
I want to show you a biblical example of how that can happen and has happened.
我想为你举一个圣经里面的例子，讲明这件事曾经发生过又怎样发生的。
One day, God asked a very powerful man, a very important man, to write down the desire of his heart.
有一日，上帝就跟一个很有权势、很重要的人讲嘢，他叫你将你心里面的愿望写出来啊。
This man responded right away.
这个人呢就即刻行动了。
If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5.
如果你有圣经的话，请你和我一起去翻开列王纪上的三章五节。列王纪上的三章五节。
God appeared to Solomon and says, What is your pleasure, Solomon?
上帝就见到所罗门，就同佢讲，喺梦里面同佢讲，话你想我赐乜俾你啊？你可以求噶。
What is the desire of your heart?
你心里面有咩愿望啊？
Solomon's answer will tell you that this man, at that point of his life, wanted to worship no one but God.
所罗门的答案就会告诉你，他在人生的这个阶段，他想单单敬拜耶和华。
He wanted to worship the Lord with all his heart.
他想用他全个心去敬拜耶和华。
What did Solomon ask for?
那所罗门求了什么呢？
Did he ask for wealth?
是不是要钱呢？
No.
没有啊。
Did he want power?
是不是要权呢？
No.
没有啊。
At that point of his life, Solomon wanted to worship the living God alone.
在所罗门人生的那个时期，所罗门想单单敬拜永活的真神耶和华。
He said, I want wisdom so I can rule my people righteously.
他说，求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的人民，能够辨别是非啊。
And God gave him the desire of his heart.
耶和华上帝就成全了他心里面的愿望了。
So much so that Solomon was considered to be the wisest man in the Old Testament.
以至于呢，所罗门最终就成为了旧约时代最有智慧的人。
Solomon also was a man of prayer.
所罗门呢，都很懂祈祷的。
He wanted nothing but Jehovah's splendor.
他说，除了耶和华的荣耀之外，他别无所求。
Kings and queens came from all over the world just to catch a glimpse of the wisdom that God gave Solomon.
那些国王啊、女王从世界上面各地而来，他只是为了一睹耶和华上帝给所罗门的智慧和风采。
But there is one thing you need to know about God.
但是关于上帝，你需要了解一件事。
When you desire his glory, he gives you everything else.
当你渴慕上帝的荣耀的时候，他就会赐给你所需的一切。
And that's what Jesus said.
呢个亦都系耶稣所讲嘅嘢。
He said，
耶稣点样讲呢？
If you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things, all your needs are going to be met.
如果你先去求上帝的国同埋上帝的公义的时候，你所需要的一切嘢都会加俾你哋。
And so he did this with Solomon.
佢就系咁样赏赐俾所罗门嘅。
He did not only give him wisdom, but he gave him wealth and power as well.
上帝唔单止赐智慧俾所罗门，亦都将财富同埋权势赐俾佢。
But here's an important thing I don't want you to miss.
但系喺度，我希望你唔好忽略一个重要嘅信息。
The God who sees everything before it happens.
上帝系先知先觉噶。
Said to Solomon, "I want to give you a warning."
上帝就对所罗门话，我要俾一个警告你。
And here is the warning in 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 4 and 6.
呢个嘅警告就系记载喺列王纪上九章四到六节嗰度话。
If you observe my decrees and laws, I will establish your royal throne over the kingdom forever.
你如果遵行我一切所吩咐你嘅嘢，谨守我嘅律法，谨守我嘅旨意嘅话，我就会喺以色列国里面坚固你嘅国位，你嘅王位，直到永远。
But if you turn away from me and do not observe the commands and the decrees that I have given you, and you go off and serve and worship other gods,
但系如果你哋同埋你哋嘅子孙转去唔跟从我，唔去守我俾你嘅诫命，俾你嘅律例典章嘅话，你去侍奉敬拜其他嘅神明嘅话
，then I will cut you off from the land I've given you。
我就必定将以色列人从我赐俾你哋嘅地上面剪除。
I will reject the temple that I have consecrated for my name。
并且就算我为自己嘅名字所将佢归为圣洁嘅殿，我都将佢舍弃唔理佢。
Let me tell you something very important, my listening friend。
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友，让我话俾你听一啲好重要嘅事。
God's blessings to us can be used to bless others, or they can be hoarded and bring a curse.
如果上帝赐俾我哋嘅福，我哋唔好好用嘅话，佢可以被收藏起嚟，并且带嚟咒诅。但系如果我哋好好用嘅话，我哋能够祝福其他人。
God's blessings can be given away to bring glory to His name, or they can be accumulated to become destructive force.
上帝所赐嘅福，如果我哋将佢分享俾其他人嘅时候，可以荣耀上帝，但系亦都可以累积起嚟，成为一股破坏嘅力量。
God's blessings can cause you to worship Him joyfully and turn back to Him the blessings that He has given you.
上帝所赐嘅福气，能够让到你满心喜乐咁样去敬拜佢，并且将尊荣带翻俾佢。
Or it can cause us to make an idol out of our blessings.
但是我们也可以将这些福分当作偶像。
And we all know what happened to Solomon.
我们最终也知道所罗门身上发生的事。
God was patient with him.
耶和华很有耐心地对待他的。
It did not only take years, it took decades.
不单只是几年的时间，而是几十年的时间。
But Solomon did not heed the warning of God, and he messed up royally.
但是所罗门不肯听上帝的警告，将整个的王室都搞到一团糟。
And so Solomon looks at what he said that his desire was many years earlier.
当所罗门老了的时候，他看回以前自己所讲过的愿望。
And he looks at the blessings that God has given him.
以及睇过上帝赐俾佢嘅好多嘅福气
，and he remembers God's warning。
最终佢记起咗上帝嘅警告
，and then he says, "Vanity of vanity, all is vanity."
跟住佢就话虚空嘅虚空，凡事都系虚空。
The scripture tells us that in 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 5。
我们在列王纪上十一章五节的经文看到一些东西。
And Solomon followed Ashtaroth, the goddess of Sidon, and Moloch, the detested god of the Amorites.
因为所罗门跟随西顿人的女神阿斯他禄和阿扪人他们可憎的神叫做米勒公。
Then in verse 9 of the same chapter, 1 Kings 11,
然后在同一章列王纪上十一章第九节
we read that God became angry with Solomon because his heart was turned away from the Lord.
我们看到耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为所罗门的心偏离了耶和华，就是偏离了以色列的上帝。
Although God clearly and definitively had forbidden Solomon from following other gods.
你记唔记得耶和华曾经好清晰、好明确咁样吩咐佢，话俾佢听，你唔可以跟从其他嘅神明啊
？Solomon did not keep the Lord's commandments.
但系所罗门冇听到上帝嘅吩咐。
And God said, "I am going to take the kingdom away from you and split it in two, and it will never be the same again."
跟住上帝就话：我必定将你嘅国要夺回，将佢分裂为两半，两个国家，你嘅国一定唔会好似以前咁样啦。
My listening friend, I want to ask you a question.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想问你一条问题。
Has God changed?
不知道上帝有没有改变过呢?
God has never changed.
我想告诉你，上帝没有改变过。
God's desire for his children to honor him and please him first has never changed.
上帝的愿望让到他的儿女能够先尊荣他的名字，让他开心，这个愿望没有变过。
The question is, have you changed?
但是个问题就是你有没有变过?
Do you think Solomon kept on worshipping Yahweh while he was breaking the first commandment?
你认为所罗门在开始违背第一条诫命的时候，他是不是仍然继续敬拜着耶和华呢?
And the answer is most likely yes.
个答案几乎是真的，是的。
He just slowly but surely began to move away from God.
他只不过是慢慢地偏离上帝。
Until he woke up one morning and found himself waist deep in worshipping false gods.
直到某一日清晨醒过来的时候，他发现自己已经在偶像崇拜里面陷得太深了。
My listening friend, I want to tell you these things do not happen overnight.
亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你，这些变化不是突然间发生的。
It is one inch at a time.
一点一点一点咁样发生嘅。
Solomon probably said to himself, "What we probably say in our hearts when we know we are crowding God out of our lives."
当我哋渐渐将上帝赶出我哋生活之外嘅时候呢，我谂我哋讲嘅藉口就系所罗门当日讲嘅藉口。
He probably said to himself, "Well, maybe this God is so little."He surely cannot affect my relationship with Jehovah.
他可能说，哎，看看这个神这么渣，这么细粒，当然不会影响到我和耶和华上帝的关系啦。
It couldn't be all that bad.
哎，情况几差都好，都不会这么差的。
Surely it's not a big offense to Jehovah.
哎，当然这些东西对耶和华上帝都不算很大的冒犯啫。
Slowly but surely, day by day, we open our hearts to idolatry.
慢慢咁样，亦都系好确实咁样，我哋嘅心一日一日咁样向偶像去敞开。
Until one day, there are too many gods, and Yahweh is pushed out to a corner.
直到有一日，你嘅心里面充满太多偶像。以至于耶和华上帝被人赶到去一个角落里面。
So many people do that.
好多人都是这样做。
So many people become so spiritual when they are in trouble or when they are in crisis.
好多嘅人当佢哋落入困境里面或者喺危机里面，佢就会极力追求属灵嘅事情。
When they desperately need their prayers to be answered.
佢哋迫切需要自己嘅祷告俾上帝垂听。
But then when the Lord answers their prayer and blesses them and prospers them, their earlier commitment to the Lord is forgotten.
但是当上帝回应了他们祈祷并且赐福给他们让他们兴盛之后，他们就忘记了之前一早对上帝的承诺。
The tragedy of Solomon's breaking the first commandment was that he began to worship the very gods that he detested and rejected earlier in his life.
所罗门破坏第一诫的悲剧是他开始拜那些他一早很心痛很恶绝的偶像。
That is why it is so tragic.
所以所罗门的故事是悲剧来的。
The word of God shows us an example of this tragedy, and I don't want you to miss it.
上帝的话语让我们看到这个悲惨的尴尬，这个的境界来的，所以我们很希望你不要忽略它。
I want to ask you this.
我想问你一条问题。
Other than seeking wisdom from God, what was Solomon's number one goal?
除了寻求上帝的智慧之外，所罗门的第一的目标是什么呢？
His number one goal was to build a temple.
原来所罗门第一个目标就是建一间圣殿。
His father David wanted to build it, and God said, you have too much blood in your hands, you cannot build it.
他的爸爸大卫王都很想建圣殿，但是上帝跟他说，你流了很多人的血了，你不可以为我的名建造圣殿。
Solomon will build it.
所罗门才可以为我起圣殿。
Do you know what the Bible said in 1 Kings chapter 6?
你知不知道圣经列王纪上第六章讲啲乜嘢？
It took 7 years for Solomon to build the temple.
所罗门用了7年去起圣殿。
And if you go down to chapter 7, right next to chapter 6, you'll find that it says that it took Solomon 13 years to build his palace.
但是跟着第六章之后就是第七章。在第七章你会发现，原来所罗门帮自己起宫殿起了13年。
Listen carefully, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你听清楚。
He spent 7 years building for God and 13 years building for himself.
所罗门用了7年去起圣殿给上帝，但是用了13年帮自己起王宫。
And in the first commandment, God said, I am the Lord, your God, who brought you out of slavery. You shall have no other God but me.
在十诫的第一诫，上帝说，我是耶和华你的上帝，曾经将你从埃及地为奴的地方领出来，除了我之外，你不可以有其他的神。
God has never changed his mind.
上帝的旨意根本没有变过。
Jesus said you cannot serve God and mammon.
耶稣说你不可以侍奉上帝又侍奉马门，就是钱财的神。
Solomon began by wanting to live under God's authority.
所罗门在开始的时候，他其实是愿意生活在上帝的权威之下的。
That's how he began.
他是怎样开始的呢？就是去敬拜上帝开始的。
But he ended up living under the authority of wealth and power.
但是他却以生活在财富、在权力的掌控之下结束。
And his life ended in tragedy.
他的生命是结束在悲剧里面。
Our world today wants us to believe that the first commandment is that you shall have no other God but yourself.
今日我们的世界希望我们相信第一条诫命就是除了你自己之外，你还需要神吗？
Therefore, self-indulgence and self-worship is the religion of the day.
所以今日自我放纵和自我崇拜成为了我们的信仰。
Some of you have probably never gone through this exercise of writing the desire of your heart on a piece of paper.
你们中间的其中一些人可能从来都没有试过将自己的愿望写在一张纸上面。
Some of you may have done this, whether it is in writing or verbalized sometime back in your life.
另外一啲人可能喺过去某一啲时刻曾经咁样做过，无论喺口里面讲出嚟或者将佢写落嚟。
Perhaps you said that you want to serve the Lord full time.
可能你讲过你想全时间服侍上帝。
Perhaps you said, God, I want to bring glory to your name in some way.
可能你讲过，主啊，我好想藉住某啲嘅形式让到你得着荣耀。
Whatever your desire was, I want to ask you this, are you still on track?
无论你嘅愿望曾经系啲乜嘢嘅话，我都想问你，你今日系咪仍然朝住呢个目标去行呢？
Or have other gods and God's substitutes very slowly crept into your life and crowded God out of your life?
或者系你系咪有其他嘅神明或者系上帝嘅代替品喺你生命里面已经蔓延咗，慢慢将你一步一步咁样推出喺上帝以外呢？
And now your love for Jesus is cold and lifeless.
而家你对耶稣嘅爱系咪冷淡僵化呢？
Where are you today?
你今日喺边一种状态里面啊？
Are you passionate and compassionate as you once desired?
你是不是好像你曾经渴望那样很有热情很有爱心啊？
Or have you allowed the bitterness and disappointments and insecurities in your life to freeze your heart out?
定是你容许苦毒容许失望容许不安在你生活里头冰封了你的心啊？
Jesus spoke these words to the church at Ephesus.
耶稣曾经对以弗所教会这样讲过。
He said, all that you may return to your first love.
他说你要回返到你起初的爱心里面。
But I want to tell you on the authority of the word of God that it is never too late.
凭着上帝话语的权威，我想告诉你，如果你愿意，就算今日都不迟。
It is never too late for any of us.
对我们任何人来讲都不会太迟。
So that you can return to your first love even now.
所以你就算而家翻翻到去你最初嘅爱心嚟讲都为时未晚。
And God will give you the strength.
并且上帝会赐力量俾你。各位听众朋友，今日我哋讲嘅十诫嘅第一诫就系、除了我以外，不可有别的神。喺你嘅生命里面，究竟有啲乜嘢系影响紧你，系干扰紧你嘅咧？有啲乜嘢系除咗上帝以外，你系特别喜欢嘅咧？会唔会系你身边嘅电脑、你身边嘅男朋友、你嘅女朋友、你嘅丈夫、你嘅妻子、你嘅工作、金钱，好多嘅嘢其实都喺度引紧你远离上帝。甚至可能圣经本身都是引你离开紧上帝。如果你日日只是高举本圣经抬高本圣经但忘记了圣经里面的上帝的话，你其实圣经就成为了你的偶像。不过今天很多时候可能是我们自己成为了我们的偶像。希望你记住，上帝先至系你真正嘅上帝，上帝先至系真正带领你个位，喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，喺度下次节目时间再会。